Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Group Time Podcast, episode 105
or 6, 106, 105, one of those two.
All right, happy new episode.
We're celebrating because it's a new episode.
Happy new episode, guys.
Every new episode, we celebrate.
Happy new episode.
That's so much audio, please.
And we're back.
Is that, what did that say, V625, like version 625?
They've made 625 Happy New Year fireworks.
Yeah, that's how many years they've been around.
But that's no ordinary one.
Mandy Matthew has been an OG for
that
a
one's
minute.
4K.
I know Mandy.
All right, we're getting distracted. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the podcast. I am Willie, and these are my friends.
Hey,
Chewy.
How are you?
Chewy.
I'm Chewy.
What's up? I'm Chewy.
Bear.
What? Bear. Oh, wait. I'm Bear?
You're Bear.
Tanner.
Yeah, but he's dead, so can't be me.
Yeah, Tanner threw up. He stood at Isaac's doorway, and he threw up. He looked at Isaac. He was like, Isaac, I threw up.
He did. He barfed like the Exorcist girl. It was gross.
Yeah, literally all over me.
And then
I opened the door.
Did he throw open your... Never mind.
My mouth?
Yeah. Isn't that like from a scary movie?
Probably.
What movie is that where it did that? It was a haunted movie.
Scary movie.
No, you're thinking of a scary movie.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, where you are.
No, I'm not.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm not.
No.
Dude, you're disagreeing with the guy with the laptop.
It was when... It was in the horror movie where there was a giant barn, and the kid goes to the barn, and then like someone like throws up in the other person's mouth to like...
In a barn?
Possess them.
Huh?
Guys, you know what I'm talking about.
Nope. Okay, well, if you look that
shit up. It was with the nurse. The nun. The nun had gone to help watch those kids or something like that. No?
Nope.
All right, whatever. Anyway, thanks to GamerSubs for sponsoring us.
Thanks,
using code GROUP
guys.
At 10% off.
I don't have the tub on me, but I got the sippies.
I got
on the
lean potato.
I got lean.
I got it. Look, I got it. Camera, look. Check me out. I got lean. Use code GROUP. Go get lean.
Thank you.
10% off, baby.
I need 10%. Come on,
ladies
now.
And gentlemen. Yeah, again, we are missing Tanner. He did throw up.
And Gunk.
Gunk died too.
Gunk. Everybody's like, we're getting shot off one by one with bird shot.
Dude, I could see why Tanner does this for the entire fucking time.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that's actually me. I invented that. So yeah. I'm the finger master. Thank you.
You're cool. Can I do this? Finger master almighty?
Do whatever you want, bro. Finger all podcast. Who cares? But I will say, I cannot wait for who missed the podcast counter to go up on Grunt because he's been too low for too long. It's time for him to get up. Oh, wait, no, he's not.
No, Isaac's the lowest.
Yeah, Isaac. Yeah, but if we didn't wake up Isaac for an entire year, he would be the highest.
Damn.
The only reason you're the lowest is because of all of us.
Uh-uh.
Yes.
Duh-uh.
Yep.
You know what?
Yep. You'd be at probably like 30, maybe 40 if
next
we didn't wake you up.
Next time you're out of town, we're actually going to do a marathon.
Damn.
We're going to do 3 podcasts a day. For a week.
Well, I'm never leaving town, so.
Nuh-uh.
Yes, I'm never.
Dude, that's hardcore.
Hardcore.
Yummy's hardcore. Y'all hardcore. Yummy's hardcore. So,
I was scared. I thought you guys were going to keep going. I was like, damn.
Can we talk about something like evil?
Yeah.
Sure.
Like what?
I don't know anything evil. I haven't even been paying attention to anything in the world lately. I've just been focused on me, myself, and I. Hey.
Honest to God.
Hey.
Honest to God. Honest to God, same boat.
I feel like I've been like tapped out.
I feel like I haven't consumed much media aside from like the worst brain rot. You guys ever seen that video where it's like a little Minecraft chicken and it's singing on a little microphone and he goes, da-na-na-na-na-da-da-da-da, and then the gate opens and then it goes through and then it's a dog.
No, no, no.
But I did
what?
See a chicken.
Yes, all right, proper light lean, and then he goes through the gate. And
yeah.
Comment and like to
is
save
it just brain rot content? Because I've been seeing some brain rot. There's a chicken nugget with like a Sigma face.
That's the one too.
I hate that one.
Save the nugget. You gotta
I
save the
it.
Nugget.
I hate him. He's like, good dog, good dog, good dog.
Hold on.
And then he's like,
I've been passing all of my AP brain rot exams on TikTok. Have you guys?
Oh my god. No, I skipped them.
Hear that?
Is this
no. Yeah. But you know what? But I did. You know what I've been seeing a lot of lately? We talked about it once, and Grunt got mad. Is like the little balls going through the chorus, and everybody starts rapping.
I know, those
rapping.
Are so good.
Why?
I will say that they are bullshit, though, because they are. They're not time sync. They do it to
some of them are.
Or do it bar for bar.
Like, shut up.
Some of them are. Some of them are, but some of them, they definitely like... Like, one ball is definitely lower than the other, but this one goes because it's on time.
Yes, exactly. They edit it so they're just rap. And then I, bro, every time the top comment on all those stupid videos is like...
They went bar for bar.
I hate it.
And Mr. Krab actually went the bar for bar.
I hate that shit, bro.
All right, this is all child talk, bro. So what's going on in the stock market, guys?
Oh, yeah.
David Dobrik. David Dobrik's stocks are down.
Okay. Why?
He got called out by Jeff Wittick again. Actually, no. Jeff Wittick called out Snapchat today on Twitter and said, "Like, did you know that you have a guy that you're paying that, you know,
does
almost
what
got me killed? Pretty much.
He's the same thing. He just brought up the same thing.
He brought up the same
up,
shit that's been going on for the past 4 years.
Jamie, pull up the video of Jeff Wittick getting slammed by an excavator.
Oh, all right.
I'll read out his tweet for you guys.
Wittick.
He said, "Yo, Snapchat. You're paying a guy that smashed my skull in for a prank and left me with lifelong injuries. He also filmed and organized multiple essays.
Huh?
That's why I stopped posting. I don't want blood money.
Yo, what?
G'dag-a-dig-a-dag-a-da.
That's what he said.
I'm so, he just like kind of threw that in there. He was like, "I've been saying the same shit all my life. I gotta say some more shit." Also, by the way,
well, that's, you don't remember the stuff that happened with Dom, his old friend?
No, I don't.
Yeah,
I
that was the drama.
Dom, dude.
Do you keep up with the Dobriks?
Oh, dude, this was like 5 years ago.
Like, Dom was like the horn dog.
Do my bad.
Yeah, and that's when they were talking about this stuff going on. But honestly, Jeff Wittick, like, bro, just shut up.
Damn.
How about we get Jeff on the podcast and you guys can talk about it?
You guys, that'd be dope.
Jeff, if you somehow come across this clip, we would love to hear your story.
Look at me in my eyes.
I know your story. I wanted
to get mad while like cutting my hair.
You put your foot in a rope on an excavator in a lake and you willingly got on a non-professional operator going in circles. Like, I mean, what do you expect?
Yeah.
Let's be real.
Shit happens.
Jeff said that David Dobrik lied. Which, I don't know what there is to lie about.
How do you lie about this?
Maybe he said he wasn't going to go the full speed that he did. Maybe there's more that I don't know. Apparently, he's suing him.
If they knew physics, they wouldn't have done what they did. Because what he did was he was spinning him around and then he just stopped it. So when he stopped it, he kept going and then he wrapped around and he hit the actual excavator.
Yeah, that's true.
If he was just like slowed it down, he could have gone as fast as he wanted if he just gradually slowed it like a roller coaster.
Well, I'm not going to lie. Why the hell he tied his whole foot to it? Why?
To he stand his, in the rope.
I'm they pretty like, sure he had foot standing on it, yeah. Like,
oh, so we got
it was
caught.
A loop. Yeah, they got caught.
And it was like, oh, shit, and he stopped all of a sudden. He was like...
pretty much.
His whole skull. You ever play that game where you hit the ball and it goes...
Oh, I think it spins on
tetherball?
Yeah, it's fun.
All I know is that would not happen to Bradley Martin. He weighs 260 pounds.
Bradley Martin would break the excavator.
Yeah, the excavator.
Damn, the escalator.
Yeah, he'd break it.
Who's that?
Bradley Martin's a guy who's got big shoulders. Didn't he claim to be natural at one point?
Yeah.
Look at that's the hardest picture I've ever seen.
He's natural.
Go back.
Yeah, he's got a natty build.
Go back. Look at that picture.
Hair.
That is a funny picture, actually.
Dude, I love my favorite photos ever are barbershop photos.
I love
the funniest.
Dude,
shit.
They're like look forward. Yep.
You know the
punch your teeth.
You know the blending shears. I saw a dude get his ear cut.
Oh!
With one of those recently.
Damn.
Wait, the
top of his ear.
The blending shears, the sharp ones, right? Not
barbershop
the thinners.
Fades. No, the ones that look like little teeth.
The thinners.
What the fuck was that? A real doorbell or was that our house?
No, that was a real doorbell. That was a real life doorbell. Did anyone hear anything?
I'm gonna pretend I didn't hear that.
Dude, what if our doorbell rings again? What do we do?
I go.
We have to run.
I'll go.
You protect this?
It's not a bad thing.
Have you guys picked up any hobbies lately?
Oh my god. Nope. I just sleep all the time.
actually, no. Okay.
Okay. I asked Larry, I had, my mom had come to town, so like I had been away from the house here and there. I'd still come over, but not as much as I would be. And I asked Larry what was going on, and Larry said that y'all were going downstairs watching movies again.
We were watching a lot of movies a minute.
Yeah, we've been doing that, though.
The last one we watched was the King Kong movie, and that shit was fucking stupid, bro.
Downstairs you watched?
I'm gonna be real.
Yeah, that shit was the corniest thing on earth. But it was a really good movie. Like, I actually enjoyed it.
I don't know how you could, like, Avenger-fy, like, a big gorilla and a mutant, like, dinosaur. Like, how do you make that look epic?
Dude, they gave, like, Godzilla the mannerisms of, like, a grown man.
Yes, and they gave Godzilla... Wait, did you say King Kong or Godzilla?
King Kong, sorry.
King Kong looks like an old man. Godzilla, it feels like he's on the Avengers, like he's Hulk. Like, they have, like, weird facial expressions. They're monsters, dude.
No, it's cool. It's cool.
It's not cool, bro.
It's fucking dopeness. If I was 6 years old and I saw that shit, I'll...
Jarvis, pull up the Rotten Tomatoes.
There's not that many people who enjoyed that movie.
Godzilla?
They have to be lying.
I'm sure a lot of people got, like, actually
my cousin's a big fan of Godzilla.
It's supposed to be a hype movie, dude.
Look at this. Look. See, 54. Like, okay, it's like not
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, but people liked watching it, but the critics were like, what in tarnation
Who
is
cares?
Going on?
Like, I remember, dude, it gets the younger folk hyped, man. You just gotta
get
hyped.
It does, it does.
Because I saw one of the Godzilla movies when I was in, like, 7th or 8th grade, and we were on the very back row. Like, the whole class went. It was kind of sad. So, like, there was two movies that came out. It was Godzilla, and then it was, like, Our God Is Not Dead. Or something.
Oh, God's Not Dead, the movie.
Do you remember that movie?
Yes.
Bro, everybody in my class went to go see Godzilla, and then one kid, like, his parents wouldn't let him, so he had to go see God's Not Dead.
Oh, no.
And, bro,
what's wrong with that movie?
There's nothing wrong with that movie, but it's the fact that he had to go alone and go watch, like, a religious movie.
It's like the lack of epic monster fighting. Yeah. I'll be real.
It's like if you're in middle school, the last movie you want to see is God's Not Dead. So I was in the back row during the Godzilla film, and I was so hyped. I stood on the back of the chair in the movie theater.
Could I do that right now?
Probably. The probably flip.
Oh, right there? On
flip
the, yeah,
back.
Try it. Do the show.
No, there's a lamp above your head, dude.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, no, he'll be out of the way.
Dude, don't do that.
I'm not doing that. It's right above me.
No, but yeah, it was awesome as, like, a young teenager, like 13. Right now, no. I'm not doing that, bro. If it flips back.
Holy shit, it's the Italian import.
That's why I laughed.
Oh, I was like, was it that?
When you were saying what you were saying, I mean, he laughed. He said, what?
He was, like, laughing.
Yeah, it's just the Italian import.
Yeah, this one, this 2014 one was so fucking good. And it came with a phone app that was, like, it was like a little game.
What?
2014 game.
What's the ratings on the Godzilla 2014?
Okay, it did not look like that.
Are the ratings good? Let's take a peek.
Yeah, they are. It's like 70%.
Damn! Wait, they liked it?
Yeah.
On Rotten Tomatoes, a lot.
Yeah. This was a good movie. They had a bunch of Godzilla. I swear to God, this was the first bad one.
No, like, I think the other one was pretty bad, too.
There's one. Dude, there's been a lot of Godzilla.
There was
Godzilla
another
movies.
One before this one that was pretty bad, too.
Which one?
It was the...
Oh, the Godzilla versus, like, the three-headed serpent in the ice.
They're still making Planet of the Apes. Can you believe that?
Yeah, like, how much more can they talk?
They're running out of words.
I mean, to be fair, I haven't watched the movie, so I don't know the plot. Maybe it's
like, just like...
Okay, it's
crazy.
Like, hey, we're gonna make this monkey like a
By
human.
The way, you're speaking after you've watched all the movies?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen every single one of them.
You watched the most recent one?
Oh, no, I didn't see that one.
It's out in theaters right now.
Oh, really? I think I should go see it and waste my time. All
Damn.
1 hour and 30 minutes of it.
Bro, I'm like actually dead serious when I say Wonka, I said this before, is the worst movie I've seen to date.
What do you think? Dude, bro, people need
what?
To stop reviving
Timothy Chalamet,
like
bro. Stick to fucking Dune.
He's the GOAT.
Dude, in
Leave
Dune.
Get alone.
In the Dune universe, not fucking...
No, he's the GOAT ever.
People were like, oh, dude, it was the first Willy Wonka, or the second one, I guess, was a musical. But it's like, dude, Willy Wonka wasn't fucking singing. Right? It was all the Oompa Loompas.
Yeah, that's true.
Why is Wonka... That shit's bum, corny as hell.
Were there at least like any like callbacks
Dude,
to the original movie?
It's a kid's movie.
It was a prequel. Like, it was a pre well, to all of the other shit.
So there was absolutely no like references at all to the original
I mean, there are like... You talk about Oompa Loompas a little bit or some shit like that, but like...
That's it.
Y'all got beef with the kid's movie.
Yeah.
He's fighting
stupid,
with his
brain
eyes.
Rot.
I see why Tanner and you go back and forth all the time.
We're facing each other. I can't even see your stupid eyes. We're in sunglasses.
I can feel the tension, dude.
You're like a robber.
Yeah?
You're like a criminal.
It's like a heat wave.
He's a criminal.
Are you
dude.
A Mets fan?
Yeah. Yeah.
Name
I got bullied out of
one
the,
player.
The Mets? Mr. Met.
You bet you never met anybody from the Mets.
I did.
Who?
I lied.
Do you just buy things?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, we've known this guy for years. Yeah, he just buys things.
If you guys really want to see why I bought the Mets hat as well as the Bills was like a joke because Tanner loves him. I bought the Mets hat because I remember changing my profile picture on Twitter. I was like, I need a backup profile picture, but something still recognizable. Maybe a hat I throw on. If you go to my my alt Twitter right now, it's like Isaac Hume, whatever the fuck. Just look at the hat.
So why the Mets?
I don't know.
How long has it been that? Forever?
Since it was created.
Because I've never noticed that.
I know. Dude, most people don't.
It's been like that for a very long time.
It's actually,
Look you did a whole thing. I remember you did a whole thing on Twitter where you kept posting about the Mets over and over and over for like a week straight.
Probably.
Dude, the Mets have such a weak logo. I'll be real. That shit's
I know.
Ass.
It's like, what is this, New York? Like New Times? Like it.
They're just trying to be the Yankees.
The Yankees are way
honest.
Cooler.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I just picked like the worst team I could think of and then made it my whole
Damn.
Thing.
I don't like blue and orange as like a team combo. I think it's ugly. Like the Florida Gators, OKC, I don't like that. I don't like blue and orange.
Yeah, that's why the hat. There's Bill's Mafia. Just Tarrant didn't make me feel welcome, so I stopped repping. He was like,
yeah, he's like, it's like, yeah,
yeah, I mean, welcome to the Bills Mafia, I guess.
That's exactly what he said.
Fuck you, man. What, yeah, are my Mets guys?
He's pissed, bro. He's pissed about that.
I know. It's funny. It's a little funny.
Wait, are you actually like the Bills now?
Fuck no. I don't care about the Bills.
Who do you care about? Bills.
The New York Mets.
He doesn't watch sports like that.
He likes the Eagles.
Oh, like unironically or?
Unironically, drop the bit. Drop the bit for a sec. Who do you like?
Eagles.
Oh, you love the Eagles, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I love it.
Name an Eagles player.
That's actually in season right now.
Oh, yeah, fuck no. I stopped watching sports. I think we all did.
After Donovan McNabb and Michael Vick all got kicked out.
I watch prime. Sports.
Huh?
I watch sports. I mean, basketball.
Well, I'm saying, like, before everything just went... I think that Super Bowl, whatever they did with the NFL, Taylor Swift, whatever that was, they built lore around, like, football. It worked. I don't know.
Dude, they're doing it with baseball. I'm telling you, Livy Dunn and that guy from the Pirates. He's a pitcher.
Okay, but that's like,
how did you manage to sneak up that name?
That's like a knockoff Taylor Swift thing. Like, that's horrible. That's the worst, like, marketing scheme ever.
Baby Gronk was like 12 years old.
Yeah, baby. That was a whole joke.
And his dad was like making him do it.
Yeah.
Well, remember? Baby Gronk, do you know why they call him Baby
like?
Gronk?
I don't even know what he looks
baby
like.
Gronk looks like baby looks Gronk looks like Gronk. He looks like
Baby Gronk. Baby Gronk.
Dude, his dad was like making him say weird things. That was strange.
Look at that dude.
Bro, he's so young.
What no, he's actually.
He reminds me of the kid of the kid in Bad Grandpa. Where
I haven't seen that.
What? Yes, you have.
The chubby kid in Fat Grandpa or Bad Grandpa.
I haven't seen it.
What?
Yep.
How have you not seen Bad Grandpa?
I know the movie.
Dude, the clip where his balls are hanging out. You've seen it, Isaac.
Isaac, we both we watched it all downstairs. Remember he was in the little rocket?
That was a while ago.
That was a while ago.
At least we rewatched that because I don't remember much.
When I was
Johnny Knoxville.
When I was a kid, I used to not like people who liked Ted. The movie Ted.
Oh my God.
Why? What's wrong with Ted?
They were obnoxious. I just thought that people who liked Ted were just like freak weirdos that had like no no filter.
What? What does that mean?
Like, if you like Ted, you were like perverted.
This movie weird. Got like revived for like a week. Did you ever see that?
Because they have a show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had a show, but then it went like it like faded away again.
Well, no, it got renewed for a season two. Is what happened.
Oh.
Yeah, everybody gets hyped about everything on a short-term basis.
Ted Collection.
That's what it is nowadays, dude. I think it's so TikTok. Dope. I think TikTok should be banned because TikTok's...
Like my dad.
As we get this clip on TikTok to go...
By the way, I think that's actually going to happen.
I don't think so.
I genuinely think... Unless... did you hear the grounds?
Yes, yeah, they have to sell it to an American company.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they can't forcefully uninstall it from your phone.
They could... I mean...
Yeah, it's going to be like Flappy Bird. They're going to start selling it on eBay. My phone has TikTok.
Like, I think as long as you have it installed, you're fine. You just can't install it.
I don't really know what the terms are, but I feel like you can't even connect to any of their servers.
Dude, I have an idea. Let's buy iPhones brand new, only install TikTok on them, and then just shut them down and then just sell them when the ban happens. You can make like an extra $500.
So everybody has TikTok.
Yeah, I mean, that's
everyone. Everybody. Everyone. My brother's trying to do the whole thing of like teaching his kids how to not get so addicted to the phone.
Aww.
It's like getting to that point of parenting where we're past the we don't know what this thing is to like okay we kind of have a grasp as to what this thing is.
You should give him an iPad instead of a phone.
That's true. I don't know why he doesn't do that already. Jeez,
it's more screen to lick.
Dude, I kind of sometimes like don't like how my parents, I mean, they wanted me to get into things but they didn't entirely enforce it, like a whole new language or an actual instrument, or like push me to do things. Like if I didn't really want to do it anymore.
My parents were like always teetering, or they're like, "You've been in your room for a minute. You should go to this quinceañera." I'm like, "All right, I'll go." And I was like, "Oh, that shit low key sucked." And then
you'll never go to one again.
And then I'll go to another one. And I'll go to another one. And I'll try more, and they'll be like, "All right, you should stay more at home, maybe, and play games." I'm like, "What do you want
me
to
do?" They called you the weirdo.
They did not call me the weirdo.
Why'd they make you stay home?
I was like the only one who didn't drink or who didn't do anything. I didn't drink and I didn't smoke, so. I just got bored, and then I'd always call my mom. 12.
I don't drink. I don't smoke. I want to put that thing in the back of my throat.
15.
Yeah.
Well, you were 12.
Make me cream. Make me scream.
No. Oh, when I
for
went?
A girl.
Oh, when I went, I was like
16.
Yeah, 8 years
7.
Old.
I didn't drink.
I didn't smoke. I didn't do anything. No, I was like 16, probably. 16, 15, something like that. And, this shit was boring, bro.
I just read a tweet today that said
some of them were lit though.
My dad just offered me a beer. and I'm 16. What do I do?
Oh my god, dude.
Grow some balls, maybe? I don't know.
Do people actually do that? If your dad offers you a beer, viewers at home, dude, fucking take it. You're weird. You're weird. Don't go to Twitter now.
You know what? My brother used to wait and clean up at the after parties and drink the beer.
Try it
out. Your brother used to drink all the leftover beer?
He would try it.
My mom was like, go get me some more wine. I'm like, all right.
There was no alcohol in my house.
Ever. Really? You were Zero. A sober? Sober dober household?
Neither of my parents ever drank.
Damn. Wow.
So my parents ever. Were too. Until they had me.
The only time I saw either of my parents drink was after my dad and my mom divorced. And my dad was just drinking and he was like, ugh. That's what he did.
Maybe they never drank around you.
No, there's no alcohol in the house.
Like, you don't know that. It could be under the kitchen sink.
Bro, I've talked to my mom about it like recently. There was just never none.
Moms are stubborn. They never will.
Dude. Damn.
Why are you trying to plant a seed in his head, bro?
There was none.
You didn't check that closet.
You checked the purse?
Because she talked to me on the phone and she told me about like one of the times that she got drunk like within the last like couple years. And the amount, she was like one shot in a like a mixed drink and she was like, that gets me, it's too much. It's too much. And I'm like,
wow.
You just don't ever drink, wow. I guess.
One mixed
mom
drink.
Mom gets lit, bro. Mom gets lit.
Apparently so.
My dad, dude, that guy, motherfucker, you gotta be sponsored by Bud Light or some shit.
I feel like your dad could outdrink anyone on planet Earth.
But, I don't even know when he gets drunk, because he just gets funny. Like, he just gets really, like, comedic.
I think that might be a good indication.
But it's hard to tell, because he's always making a joke, so I don't really know.
Oh, never mind.
When he's funnier.
He's a jokester.
He's just funnier. He's a jokester. He always, he jokes at the worst moments, too. And then my mom would get mad at him. And then it was like, it's a continuous, like, he'll make a joke. My mom's like, stop.
Can we talk about Roblox?
Can we talk about Kai Cenat?
No.
God.
Oh, we can.
Can we talk about IGN and Kai Cenat?
Can we talk about that? Because that was fucking crazy. Why did you guys do that?
Boo, IGN boo. Did you guys see? So they tweeted about him beating Elden Ring, and they were like, Kai Cenat, who also incited a riot in New York City 2 years ago, finally beat Elden Ring after...
What?
165 hours and 1,500 deaths. And everybody was like, why the hell is this the title of the article? Like,
yeah, it's just unnecessary. Yeah. I mean, hey, look, from their standpoint, it is true. That did happen in the past.
It's
years
just,
ago, that
it's
did
such
happen.
An irrelevant topic to bring up upon the like completion of a game.
Maybe. And it also wasn't like what he was trying to do at all. He wasn't like, I'm going to fucking make a riot.
Yeah.
He was trying to do like a fan meetup.
Yeah. Maybe it turned into like one of those things where he became known by some people not because of streaming, but the way they found out about him was because of that.
I say that's bullshit. Like, the majority of people know who he is by being a streamer. Like, that's it. Like, 99% of people.
Yeah, you have to try to find a negative achievement to put into your tweet.
Dude, yeah.
You have to try.
He had 200,000 live viewers.
Yeah.
So.
Kai Cenat, who averaged 200 or 300,000 like live stream viewers playing Elden Ring, just beat the whole game. Like, how hard is that?
Kai Cenat, who only had 28 live viewers in 2018.
Yeah.
If anything, a better title would have been Kai Cenat with 80,000 viewers while he's sleeping.
80K while he's sleeping?
Yeah. He almost had like 100K while he was like...
Because they were sleeping with him, bro.
Dude, I can't believe he showers on stream still. That blows my mind. I know we talked about it like multiple times, but I just can't believe he showers on stream.
It's pretty crazy. I didn't believe you, and then I saw it for myself.
It's insane,
and he gets
dude.
In the shower, and he's like cleaning his fucking junk like in front of the camera. He's like wiping that thing.
It's crazy.
And then he's wiping his ass, and then he gets off.
Yeah, chat's like, whoa.
Whoa, hey, yo.
No, they always go, leaked.
And he has that bitch steaming too, bro. It's like whole mirrors fogged up.
I saw post shower and it looked like he was just in like a white room. Like there was hella fog.
Yes.
It was actually
everywhere.
Nuts.
I don't even take, my showers don't even steam. My bitch is barely warm.
My bitch steam.
I can't take hot showers. I don't like it.
It's not even the fact that it's hot. It's just poor ventilation in the bathroom.
Mm.
Come on now.
No, I hate hot showers, bro.
That's
I
love.
Hate them.
Yo, if I take a hot shower for too long, my stomach starts to hurt.
Come on now.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a thing.
No.
Yep.
I just don't take hot showers.
Give me that bag.
So, like, what I do is I get it.
How the fuck did it? I've never seen that in my life.
The camera's not going to get that probably because I was talking.
I think, yeah, wait.
Manually pan that.
Yeah, it would have hit.
Yeah. I was like, give me that back.
All right. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, like, I get mine, like, warm, and then throughout my shower, I make it more cold and more cold and more cold and more cold.
Why?
He's edging.
He's a masochist.
No, it's like, I don't know.
No, wait, I do that. You're talking about when you start like a little, because over time, for some reason, it gets harder. Like, it gets harder to stand inside of that really hot water for some reason. I don't know why.
I just do it because there's health benefits to colder water, colder showers.
That is true.
Mm. I did that when I was depressed, and it helped. It makes you feel something, bro.
I'll
be real.
I read books, and I took cold showers, and it helped me get out of being depressed.
Did you, like, read 48 Laws of Power?
I read just, like, a bunch of self-help motivational business books, like, Atomic Habits and all
like
that
David
stuff.
David Goggins.
But I can't imagine doing book. Shit like that if you're not depressed. I feel like if you're happy, you don't do things like that, low-key.
No. You don't.
I wouldn't say happy. I'd say satisfied.
You
only do that stuff if you're not satisfied.
Like, you don't think about it when you have, like, shit to do or, like, you know, you have plans or something like that. You're not going to think about taking a cold shower or whatever the hell. That's only when you're, like, thinking about yourself and you're thinking about, not in, like, a selfish, well, I guess it's a selfish way, but, like, in a good way where, like, you're just thinking about health benefits and you're thinking about, like, betterment and all that stuff.
I'm going to be real. I think that's only something that you would do at a square one environment. So if you're on a chase for something big, like a big thing, cold showers probably and books and whatever. Businesses, if you want to start a business, and I mean, maybe just be like
the best way to start a business, take a cold shower.
Read 50 Laws of Power, The Art of War by Sun Tzu, as well as the Bible.
Oh, yes,
the Bible,
the big three books.
Cold plunges are really, really therapeutic.
That is
cold
never,
plunges,
never, nope, never. Sorry,
I can only do a cold plunge.
Oh, you're talking about where you submerge yourself?
Yeah, my body would not let me.
It will. Dumbass.
No, your mind is what doesn't let you, bro. Because
you're
a
pussy. Listen, you have to do it, like, you could do it right after a workout. It's really hard to do it, with, like, in the morning if you just wake up, but right after a workout, it's not that bad.
Damn.
When your body's just really hot, it doesn't feel as cold.
So
I've never done this. I found this out.
If you're laying in a cold plunge, you should have water constantly moving because your body actually puts, like, some sort of protective warmth layer over you if you're in cold water that's sitting still. So if you want to, like,
I actually noticed that. Yeah, when I used to, like,
you acclimate to it, so to, like, make yourself not acclimate, you have to have, like, water that's moving.
Yeah, I used to swim in, like, lakes, and it was mad chilly, like freezing cold temps on this lake, and I'd be in there, and I would just be like this, like floating. Like, I would not move because I know if I move, it gets colder for some weird fucking reason.
I did not know that.
I don't know why.
That makes a lot more sense.
That's why when
now.
People get into when they get into, like, ice plunges and ice baths and stuff like that. There is some that have, like, a flowing water, like a cold flowing water.
Like a hot tub.
Yeah, like with a current, but it's cold,
with
right?
jets.
Because, like, if you're just sitting in there, eventually your body's going to get, like, acclimated to the temperature of the, you know, the still water. So.
Dude, you know what feels good is being in a hot tub and then jumping in the pool. That is, like, the best feeling ever.
Yeah. Being in the pool and going in the hot tub is, like, horrible.
Yo, you ever jump on a trampoline wet?
No.
Yes, that's how I broke it.
What'd you do?
You're not supposed to do that.
Wait, really? Because you're heavier?
Or that or frozen. I don't know.
I think it's frozen. It's the springs.
That or on fire.
Wait, look up what trampoline breaks. What trampoline is good or bad.
Which trampoline is fine?
Because I'm almost positive, unless my dad
is. Do you want me to look
lied.
Up which trampoline is fine?
What? No, like
wet
trampoline.
Oh, that's good fine. Or bad. Just weird pictures of people.
Damn, put this on a shoe. The what you, fuck? Holy fuck. It's like the fucking Air
I'm
Jordan.
I'm wearing the slippery wet threes.
Go to all, not pictures.
No, look, see, this thing has a machine to make it wet.
No, I did that. We did that. We used to put the sprinkler underneath the trampoline.
So you should get lit.
And then we put an exercise ball on the trampoline.
Now, how about
and then we'd
frozen.
Run into each other really hard.
Bro, you were not cool. broke. You had a trampoline.
Yeah, look at
this
that.
This is before what? My dad had an affair on my family and ruined everything we had.
Jesus Christ, okay. So, the cold trampoline here.
God, have
what? Worse. The kid?
Oh, look at that kid. Look at that kid. What is that?
This guy?
Minnesota cold.
Is there a trampoline below him? I don't think
that's
a
trampoline. It's ice.
It's all ice.
Wait, can we watch it?
Oh,
Minnesota cold.
Minnesota cold. Dude, all I see is a kid floating up, like, next to a shed above the ground.
Oh, this guy did it all. He
this
did
guy
the
just
frozen
loves
toilet
snow.
Paper, frozen egg, and frozen spaghetti.
Oh my God, he loves everything. Frozen.
He loves being frozen.
How many videos? How long ago is this?
I mean, he stopped posting 4 months ago, but look, the most popular one.
Oh,
there it is. There it is. Here we go.
Okay. Minnesota.
Cold it's so Minnesota. Cold that part 13.
You think this is where Yachty got his inspiration?
Because I used to watch this guy, bro. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, this is just... Look at this. The camera. Oh! Damn!
Bro, you just jumped in glass.
Yeah, I was about to say that's glass. Oh!
Whoa, ultra satisfying. This audio is horrible.
God damn.
Wow.
Jesus. Damn.
That's impressive.
Look at that guy's head.
He's got merch,
too. Someone commented and said, ooh, the crunchies. How I love crunchy soundness.
Frozen eggs in Minnesota.
I miss.
Freezing eggs in Minnesota.
Dude, I miss roaming YouTube. Just like with no suggestions, no nothing. Like no algorithm, nothing. Just
that's
random
what shorts
videos
are now.
Like this.
These used to be like what shorts algorithms are now.
If the shorts algorithm were on videos, that would have been great. Fantastic.
Dude, you know what? There's something that's about to blow up because somebody said eggs and that reminded me of something. You guys might not have seen it. You might not even know. But there's something that's going to blow up. It's this dude who streams on Kick, and he just tells people to put an egg in their microwave, and that's it. And then they do it, and then it blows up, and it fucking, like, breaks their microwave. I'm not kidding. And it's only a matter of time before he's huge because I see it on Instagram.
The sky is the freaking limit, man.
I'm telling you, I see it on Instagram, and people love it more than anything. They're like, this is the funniest thing I've seen on the internet in forever.
What? I don't understand.
He goes on Monkey App and he's like, all I need you to do. He's like, all I need you to do is microwave an egg and I'll give you $100. And then their parents are always in the background. They're like, what are you doing? And they're like, nothing. They're like, what are you microwaving? That stinks. And they're like, an egg. And he goes, and it like breaks the glass.
Can you find a clip? Is it possible?
Yeah. It was like I don't know.
Okay, damn.
Monkey App, egg, microwave. I don't see it, dude.
What's this video?
He's going to blow up, bro. I'm telling you, he's going to blow up.
He's underground as fuck right now.
He is.
What is that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Buddy screams and then disappears. It's probably really unfunny, but I bet. Watch. Click it.
Macaroni with chicken strips.
Ooh.
Round of money.
What is macaroni with the chicken strips?
It's a Vine or something? TikTok? Yeah. Macaroni with the chicken strips.
Watch this 2 times.
Dude, that is hilarious.
I guess they're
NPCs.
Bro, that meme is very old.
You know, there's a theory that like most of the people on the internet are actually not real.
Yeah, I believe it.
Macaroni with the chicken strips.
Did we address where Grunk is?
Yeah, he's dead.
Passed.
We said Tanner was dead, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, everyone dies, dude. Get used to it. Life is hard.
Hey, yeah, so can someone in the comments section go back from this start of season 2? No. This year. We'll just do this year. Who missed? Let's do it. Let's start again. Not the total timer.
You're just saying that because you missed 20 last year.
Yeah, because I won't miss a single one ever again, dude.
Well, you still missed all those ones, and it was your fault, so I don't care.
No, new year. It's new year, new us.
That's how that works.
That's exactly how that works.
You just reset your shitty life because it's a new year, dude. You still have a shitty life.
I paid my dues for missing those. So
what dues would that be?
He's appearing a lot right now.
I paid my dues and my debts for missing all of those episodes, and now I'm here to refresh.
Nope.
To restart the cycle.
I did, Larry. Fact check me. Didn't I pay my dues and debts?
Yeah.
Nope.
I did.
It was all been paid.
Nope.
All the debts are paid.
I don't think so.
All the debts?
All my debts.
All your debts. Depths.
All my debts.
All my debts are paid.
What cologne are you guys wearing right now?
I don't know.
I'm not even wearing any.
Blue. Cordon bleu from Dolce Gabbana.
Cordon bleu is like
I'm George Strait.
You said cordon bleu?
Or they go to Georgia State where...
Like Google cordon bleu.
It's light blue by Dolce Gabbana.
Dolce Gabbana.
Dolce. It's a nice light... summer fragrance. It's like an all-around cologne. None of that is right.
Whoa!
None of those is right. Don't shake them on a light blue.
Light blue?
That one.
The gold to the bottle. Light blue. Isn't that blue?
Now, what's your favorite, like, you know the moods that colognes have?
Yeah, I like a real smoky, woody.
Woody, dark, smoky. And there's
this
like
that. This
light,
is light,
citrusy.
This is citrusy. His is citrusy.
You think so?
Yeah, it's smoky, you'd know.
Smoky's like orange, like brown.
It's like a whiskey.
It's like a whiskey.
Well, it depends, because there's some you can wear like all times of the year, supposedly, and there's some that you can't. This one's kind of one of those all around, whenever.
Did you buy it on eBay?
No. I don't know, I got it from some random perfume website.
Oh, damn, you took a gamble.
It's a parfum.
Parfum. Not toilet?
Parfum. So not toilet shit.
Parfum.
Yeah, that means it lasts for about 8 hours.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
That means that's pretty expensive. Let's visit that eBay
page. There's just more alcohol in it. Alcohol.
Let's pocket watch. $14.99. Damn, you
that
broke.
That is not how much.
That is so sad.
I think how much you like paid?
I think it was like $150.
Hey, it's fine to pay $14.
Damn, this
bucks.
Is a no flex zone, dude.
Why
chill.
Are people upset? No, dude. $150 cologne for like 2 years? Don't be upset about that.
Bro.
2 years, bro. You pay more a month now. For your Netflix account, bitch.
Don't say it now, Nick.
What?
Oh, I thought you were about to mention that he paid a lot of money for a cologne.
Hey.
You.
I did not.
Sell down.
Did you not?
Are you talking about Creed?
Yeah.
It was a gift.
Oh.
Creed was a gift?
Creed was a gift.
The never movie? Mind.
He paid $0.
Look up Cream of... Cream.
Cream. Look at Cream of Wheat.
Creed Aventus. Yeah, there it is.
Let's see how much
this was
costs.
A gift. That was a gift.
From who, dude? Bill effing Gates?
I would not buy that. That's why
Billy
I never bought
Gates?
It.
$500.
Yeah. $500.
Did you have the 100?
And guess how much... Guess I'm already out of it. It lasts me a year.
You used it that much?
I'm sorry. Did you get that bottle, the 100 milliliter one?
Yeah.
Dude, what
that's
the hell?
One. Dude,
I could drink
I went
that.
Through TSA. Them motherfuckers almost threw that shit away.
I would have.
Oh, yeah. You got to be careful.
In front of the TSA, I would have just
well, how
my,
many
I
milliliters
my
or how many fluid 100. Ounces is 100 milliliters?
Like 3 point something.
That's a lot for cologne.
Can you take that on a plane?
Yeah, 100 milliliters is your limit.
What?
Wait, how many fluid ounces is that? Let me see.
I don't
look
know.
Up 100, look it up, Larry.
The dumbass TSA bitch threw away my toothpaste one time. I wanted to beat her ass.
This is why I check in my bags.
It's 3.38. Yeah, 3.38 fluid ounces.
I wanted to beat her bitch ass, dude. Fuck TSA agents. I'm sorry if you are one. I mean, you're probably chill or whatever. Like, I know you're like you have to do your job, but like your job is annoying as shit.
You're annoying. I hate you.
It's not your fault, but you chose an annoying fucking job. I'll
yeah,
be real.
It's nothing personal, but I
like,
hate your ass.
There was
actually.
A person in front of me who was like getting their shit back after it went to like the other side of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like not even a barrier. It's just like on the far... quote unquote far like a little thing, a little belt, and like they grabbed their shit and they were fine, and I'm right behind them, and all I did was grab my shoes from the thing, and they were like, whoa, and I'm like, dude, they're fucking shoes, like,
yeah,
relax.
Because you had a gun it probably.
Oh yeah, whoa,
like it was the worst thing ever.
God
to touch
damn
my
it,
shoes
dude. It would have been perfect if fucking 9/11 didn't happen.
I know, we just walked through
it would.
It would have been perfect.
That's actually the most annoying thing about 9/11 is like crazy. Like we have to.
That's the
security.
Most annoying.
Yeah, the lives lost may they rest, but also the what's really fucking annoying is not TSA.
Yeah, that's what fucking sucked about 9/11 is the fact that we have to deal with the shit now, dude.
Honestly,
like what the fuck?
Like forever, honestly. Forever. I guess the only solution is to just get a private jet and then not have to worry about that ever.
Imagine
or,
like
or
a
you can never
agent.
Travel. Just never travel.
Just drive.
Just stay at home.
Just drive.
I'll build a bridge from us to Portugal.
God.
Thanks, no ma'am.
No, you don't even have to do that. Just dig a hole.
Huh?
Dig a hole.
Like go underneath?
Like a hole.
Like a portal?
Like you dig a hole underground.
Mm-hmm.
All the way to wherever you want to go.
Wait, mm-hmm. Elon Musk doing that.
Here he did, the Bourne Tunnel, whatever the fuck.
How could you go could you go through the Earth's core all the way to China on the other
no.
side?
No.
Go around,
to the
dude.
Earth's core?
Yeah, but what no. if you didn't die?
The
from
one
the
that's
heat?
Like 4,000
you don't
degrees?
Die from the heat. You die from the pressure.
What if you didn't die from the pressure?
No, you die from the heat.
And
die from both of those
and
things.
The pressure.
It's magma.
What if you were invincible? What if you covered yourself in lubricant?
Well, my car would effing burn down, and then I'd be stuck down there.
What if you regulated the temperature?
Dude, what is...
What if you redirected the heat?
What fucking car do you have that does that?
Honda Fit, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for the Honda Fit, the first heat-regulated car that can go to the Earth's core.
What if you could suck in energy and redistribute it through the Earth's atmosphere, and then you could drive through the middle of
yeah, you walk outside, you're going to get shot. We better stop talking about this.
Hello, government?
Hey, guys. The first hydrogen
hello,
car.
Government?
This is the first hydrogen time I ever car. Heard someone say government.
Government.
Hello, government.
Hello, government.
Govern?
Well, they do govern.
They do.
Dude, hot take. But why can't the government just, like, shut up? Can we just agree?
It's a hot take?
Like, protect us from other countries blowing us up. That's about it. Dude.
That's the hottest take you've had all day, man.
I don't know. Just keep it chill here at home base.
On God.
Just keep it chill here at home base.
But you know what? You know how, like, people joke about, like, the IRS and how they're like, I don't understand. So, like, you're going to expect me. You know how much money I made, but now you're going to make me guess that number of how much I made to pay my taxes. You guys know about that?
Yeah.
Why mm-hmm. does that actually exist?
I'm like, going to be real.
Like, straight up.
I think it's because every single person who's ever been taxed or is being taxed, they don't have enough resources to check all of those numbers.
But they do because they know if you're under or over.
Well, they only have access to your bank account.
What are you talking about?
They can see how much money you made. They know how much money you made.
So they know how much you pay in taxes.
Maybe because like there's write-offs and other expenses that you have that they're waiting for you to give a final number you want to claim, and then if it's like a certain number that they're just iffy about, then they're gonna fucking audit.
I honestly don't know. Is there like a do you think there's like an answer somewhere out there? Let's look it up.
I think so.
Why does the IRS make you do taxes?
Here we go.
There it is. The IRS already.
The second argument is that the government prepared tax returns, encouraged tax. What? They encourage tax evasion? So the government wants us to tax evade?
The government prepared tax returns, encourage tax evasion. So what? What?
Who cares about? We're literally talking about taxes on a podcast, dude. We hit ground zero.
Is it kind of like is it kind of like a way for the IRS to be like, hey, I know you just got to figure it out because like I know and I'll fuck your life up if you fuck it up type shit. Is it like kind of like instill some sort of fear? Is it
they go, why are you lying to me? Why'd you lie to me? I'm a paint your ass now.
He lied.
Imagine somebody in the monitor like IRS are like, oh yeah. So wait. They said, oh, I know that car you're driving. You lying. He sent fucking Beavis and Butthead to go to your door.
If you could have all of your tax money go to something or divvy it up how you could, what would it be?
Streets.
Socks. Shit, no, that's not a good answer.
Stocks.
Streets?
I said socks.
You said socks. All right, here, I'll do my 100% ratio. 20% military.
Okay.
40% education.
Okay.
60% roads. There we go. We did it.
40% of your taxes. Good job.
What?
You said 120.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah.
Oh. Only had 40% left.
Oh, 40% roads.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then maybe we could build a bridge over every railroad track. Maybe construction would be done in a day.
There's a tunnel to every food location.
I'm sure that there's like a million other things that money should go to that I'm just not thinking about, but you know, my bad, everybody.
Okay. Yeah, dude, there's like, what? There's disability. Prison? People that are disabled. Prison.
Disabled, yeah, you're right.
The prisoners, I don't care. They could die.
Libraries.
Liabilities?
Libraries.
Oh, libraries, okay.
I don't even care about a library.
Firemen.
Hospital? No.
Firemen.
No,
I mean,
hospitals
whatever.
Are private.
They're already doing their job as well as they can.
Beef with a fire, you're weird.
Yeah, like, what was your problem?
Firemen? Grow up, dude.
Honest.
What?
Side note, I just thought about this. You know how, like, there's magazines of women that are in bikinis, like, hot bikinis that guys get or like calendars.
Yeah.
The equivalent of that literally is men fucking firemen. For women.
Yeah.
Like hot, sexy fireman calendars.
Have you seen those? Because they're a thing. There's a huge market for them.
They are.
There's a big market.
Yeah, look it up. Look up fireman calendar.
Moms F with like
how do I know? Because my mom saw a fireman and she's like, oh, he looks like he'd be on a calendar. And I was like,
damn.
What? Look at that. See?
What about him?
Damn. It's just like that's the equivalent for women.
I thought that everybody knew that.
I guess like just the hottest thing you could possibly do to a mom, for a mom, as a mom, as a dad.
See?
Well, they have the appeal because one, they're like usually volunteer. Two, they're like hot and sexy.
Yeah, look
and
at
awesome.
The bottom left.
Three, they're brave, look like they're
him.
Fearless.
He doesn't even want to be there, but he is.
Four, they're a hero. They like save lives, you know? So like everything is like women love that shit, dude. I'd buy a firefighter calendar.
Did we get sent one? I swear to God, one of the P.O. boxes had a calendar.
They were naked men.
It was
men.
The kilt. The kilt one.
They were naked men. They weren't firefighters, but they were naked men.
Wait, we had naked guys?
Yeah, we had a... it was a kilt magazine. It was like the Irish kilt. Hot kilt of the year.
Scottish dick.
Yep.
Can you look up fat firefighter AI?
Yeah. AI.
Just... fucking save
yeah.
me!
Women would have still save me.
Why are they dragons? What the hell?
I don't know.
Because El Fayo.
Fuck.
Deviant art.
Oh, look at that one! Look at that one right there. No, to the right one. This look one, at that one.
Whoa. Fucking bloated.
Tanner would love this.
Save a life or two.
Look at
that one's real.
Looks like a bowling ball.
I'd put my finger in his button.
Get the hell out of here. This
is body
weird.
Type. Oh, okay. But the other guys weren't weird, no.
Yeah, let me see those guys
again. Wow.
He was fine with them.
Go back. Yeah,
you're a freak, dude.
Where
you're
my hot fireman calendar?
You're a freak for it.
Where my hot calendar?
Dude, I've been loving the goddamn NBA playoffs, bruh. I've been loving it. We had 3 game 7s. Everybody cheered. Woo. That was good.
Woo.
I don't know. I haven't kept up with that. No,
dude, it's like
lost?
Good. It's good. The Nuggets lost.
The Nuggets?
To the Timberwolves.
Did you want them to win?
No, I wanted the Timberwolves to win, so that was good. That was
I'm
cool.
Not going to lie. Those fans were mad effing annoying, dude.
What, just because of how loud they're being?
Yes,
every arena is going to be loud during a game seven.
That's my bad.
Even the Knicks, I mean, they were loud. They were loud AF. You should have watched
sorry.
That.
I'm sorry.
It's okay, bro. Just don't let it happen again.
I didn't mean to be loud.
Oh. Nah, it was dope, though. I love game sevens.
Can I talk about what I did this past weekend with Larry? We went to the city of Kyle.
We did go to Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? No, I'm not
going to show. You got a Kyle tattoo?
No, I wore a tank top and it was really hot outside.
Oh, you got burned?
Yeah, I did.
Damn,
it was really funny. Because I had the tank top more.
They were trying to get, they were trying to break the world record.
For how many Kyles you can have in one area.
And the original one was like 2,000 something. It was like 2,300.
Before you say, guess how many came through to Kyle, Texas to break the world record?
What was the world record? It was
2,300.
5,400.
Yeah. No, I'd say like it's 1,700.
1,700?
1,700. Yeah. All right, ready? So the big grand reveal number was 700.
Oh,
yeah. That was it?
700,000. No. Yeah. 700 people. 700 Kyles went. So now Larry and I, all we did was just walk around and gaslit people. That
I was like, yeah, my name's Kyle. Nice to meet you, everything. Dude, they were sweet. They were really sweet people and all. But there were some guys in there, like, so they had this whole, like, you know, like the, you win this plushie if you throw this basketball in the hoop, whatever the fuck. Yeah. You know, those carnival games. And those guys there were really fucking funny. But my God, they were like,
dude,
it was like off the rip. They were just, what were they even saying? I forgot. It was just,
bro, one of them, the first one, it was a little basketball, probably the size of this head right here, right? Like this, you could just palm the basketball. The rim was like this fucking big, and it was right in front of you. And it was like, what, five shots, five throws for $20?
Yep.
To be able to win.
Yep.
So I think it was seven.
No, it was five. It was all five right. for 20.
Well, yeah, so he made it sound like it was a great deal. You get this giant plushie. Larry fucking missed three of them. Somehow. Three or four of them.
Hey.
And then, so after that, we walked over to the other guy, and he had balloons with like these little bean bags that you can throw the balloons at. And darts? It wasn't darts. I thought it was going to be darts.
No,
it was like
a
little
darts as well.
It was, you throw balloons at more balloons?
You throw a bean little bag. Bean bag.
Oh.
And then you throw it at the balloons.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're heavy. I mean, they're heavy bean
bags. Was three throws for $10. And that guy was also a hoot, bro. I'm not going to lie. That guy was kind of silly.
A hoot?
Was a hoot.
They were a hoot.
Yeah, he was a hoot. And then then Larry fucked up. So then he was like, oh, come on. You got to do it again. So then I paid
him $10. I didn't really want to, but goddamn, they were just so like,
that's how they get you.
Greedy.
That's how they get you. They're like, yeah. They're like, oh, come on now. Come on.
And then we went to the one guy for basketball. So like Larry and I, we won this giant banana. It was a Jamaican banana. It was a tiny
with
one
with the dreads and the
that's
a common one.
Yeah.
I've seen that at every single festival.
I can't believe they still make that.
But then we decided to go play the real basketball where there's the huge one. It was taller than Isaac.
Massive,
honestly.
Yeah, bigger than Isaac.
What do you mean?
Massive banana.
It was a massive banana with dragons.
Oh.
It was a bigger version.
I thought you meant the goal was bigger than Isaac.
How come you guys didn't get it?
Because we
lost tried.
The game. And guess what? It was like what, three shots for like?
It was $3 for $10.
$3 for $10.
No, $3 for $15. And that was a good deal, he said.
$3 for $10.
I was like, oh my God. So I remember.
What are you guys saying? Is it for money or is it for a banana?
Look up big Jamaican.
So you're
big
basically
Jamaican
paying
banana.
Three. You're paying for three balls for $10.
To shoot.
If you make two, you get the big banana.
But what? But the rims are ovals.
Yeah. They're like
that's
really
okay.
They're really skewed up. No, dude, you have to be there.
Dude,
but to be fair, I missed really bad, so.
Dude, I used to practice with the thing on my rim that made it 2 inches smaller to where only a ball could fit through.
You should have gone.
If you brought me, I would have done.
Bro, I'm telling you, it was like an oval.
If a ball can go through it,
the rim would,
you
know, normally the rim would be like a circle. Imagine pushing that fucking rim until it's like almost like squished.
If a ball can go in, it's not that hard.
Nick,
you could do it.
What would be step two after if you won this huge banana?
It would be take it.
I would be it would be take it.
It'd be taken.
Take
it and
take
bring it home.
Bring it home.
How big was this thing again?
It's taller than you.
Yeah, it was big as fuck. It was literally big as fuck.
Like, can you look up big Jamaican banana?
Why didn't we go, dude?
I don't know.
Kyle, Texas banana.
Jamaican banana.
It was actually a really fun time. There was rides there.
There he is.
There it is. It's exactly him. Oh, look, it's like his brother.
That's the Rasta banana, 66 inches.
The Rasta banana. Look how big he fucking is.
66 isn't
dude,
huge.
Taller than Isaac, my ass.
No, this thing was massive.
This, oh, one, was, this one was bigger than that
it,
one.
It was bigger than definitely this one, but dude, it was like...
Go to shopping.
Look at 84 inches.
When I tell you giant, the thing was fucking giant.
I bet you it's 84 inches.
Maybe we're just tiny.
Okay, get out of shopping.
Damn, that was $500, dude.
We were right next to it, and it looked huge, and I really wanted it. And so Larry, so there was two hoops, one on the left and one on the right. Larry shot on the right side, and his ball ended up going to the left fucking hoop.
Did they count it or no?
No. It didn't go in.
Didn't go
oh.
in.
Oh.
But, like, that's where Larry's accuracy was at. And I walked away from there cool. saying that guy made, like, the fastest $20
it
of
was
his
so
life.
Free. It was so free for them. Dude, they're just like, come on, another one.
I mean, we've always had these huge plushies. I kind of want this one.
He ain't cheap, bro. You got to win it, to be real. Let's win it.
You like, think if, only winning it is how you, like...
Well, buying it, that's cheating.
Yeah, that's true.
I asked how much I could, to, like, how much I could pay to buy it, and he said, can't do that.
Yeah.
There's like, no right. way. There's no way to do it. But it's true. I mean, we're helping out the homeboys.
Kyle's?
The Kyle's. They weren't Kyle's, actually. They were
that
not.
Guy was Kyle.
Oh wait! No.
Oh no, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. No. His name was
Yeah, can you believe it? We only met like one Kyle, like one or two Kyles.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
At the whole event,
yeah.
We kept asking like, "Are you a Kyle?" They're like, "No, no, not me. No, I'm not a Kyle."
Yeah, no. My name's actually James.
Yeah, who the hell goes to Kyle, Texas? Yeah. If you're not named Kyle, I thought you guys were going to be the only ones there.
There was one guy named Kyle, and I called him Duke Kyle, and his friend James, I called him King James.
They were pretty funny.
And the guy was like drinking beer.
The dude was like 40 something, and he was like. He was.
He probably just lives there. Just per chance, his name was Kyle, and he was there.
Probably
just lucky.
He had a GoPro on.
He was recording. He was
he
recording
had a GoPro
well.
In his hand. He was YouTubing it up.
They were definitely doing something.
They were asking what we were doing it for, and we said for memories.
Yeah, we said we had memory loss, and then
you
we
think
were
there's
to
like a like a Larry Wyoming where all the Larrys go?
Is that a thing?
Probably not.
Hey,
I don't know. I made that.
I'm telling you right now.
Oh, so oh, close, shit.
Laramie!
Damn it. My hometown.
Look up Larrytown.
Whoa, it's look pretty.
Up, look up Ding Dong.
Don't look up Ding Dong. Look Ding up Larrytown. Larrytown, USA.
Who's that fifth guy?
Who is this fifth guy? Hey.
Hey.
Larrytown.
Oh, he's dead. He's dead.
Oh. Rest in peace.
May he rest. Why high?
Look at this. Is this Colorado?
Larrytown. 565 Larrytowns.
Yeah, I fuck with Larrytown.
Yo, look up Ding Dong, Texas.
Oh,
bro.
Bob and Larry 70s.
Ding Dong, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Welcome to Ding Dong.
Yes. Dude, I need to own that sign too.
Ding oh, Dong, Daddy's
Ding
a dumbass.
Dong. We got to go to Loco. We got to go Nemo. We got to go to
Bigfoot.
Unser.
There's Bigfoot, Texas.
Bigfoot, Texas.
We got to go to Danby.
Texas. Cut and Shoot,
Cut
Texas.
And shoot.
Loco, Texas.
There's a Cumming, Georgia spelled Cumming. C-U-M-M-I-N-G.
Yo, that's so freaking
I'm going to look
sus.
It up.
That's so sus.
Close your eyes in case something happens, guys.
Nothing's going to happen.
Cumming what?
Cumming, Georgia.
Yeah, oh, no.
Oh. No, look, see, it's beautiful.
Yeah, they have a... Look up Seaman Tower. Seaman Tower.
This can't
dude.
Be good.
It's a real thing.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, it lights up, too.
Yeah, lit
oh,
up.
Oh, it's lit. Oh, it fucking fell,
dude. This is like dick pic roulette.
I've never
it's
seen that happen.
Down, bro.
Yeah, what the fuck? It's like a mushroom. All right.
Do you guys know why those are so like high up? Why are they so tall? Is it to like prevent people from being able to poison the water? Like, why do water towers look like that?
I really don't know.
You're just on DoorDash.
I am on DoorDash.
I really don't.
Dude.
Yeah, thanks, Isaac.
Who put all this stuff
Asheville.
In here?
Stay away from water towers.
They can provide enough pressure to deliver water to homes.
Oh.
It's easier for water to go down than up.
Each foot of a water tower's height provides a little less than half a pound per square inch of pressure. Bro, why don't we just make a giant water tower that goes to, like, the fucking moon?
Oh, my God. You can take that anywhere. Like, all... Everyone has water at that point.
I feel like...
All the pressure. Just... But wouldn't it also, like, fuck up the water?
What all do you right. mean?
Just,
through,
just...
All, through all that travel.
Nah.
Doo-doo
That's
water.
So much maintenance, bro. You gotta, like,
How
make
much
sure
fluoride?
The whole...
Do we still have fluoride in the water?
Yeah, of course we do.
You
Why are you
like
mad
fluoride?
About that?
I don't know.
What's wrong with fluoride?
Me and fluoride have a really
it
bad
It calcifies
relationship.
Your pineal gland.
What do you know about that, fucking geek? You know, it makes it to where your third eye can't be opened.
Does it?
I mean, that's just what people say.
Yeah, but they also said the flu shot gives you autism, so it's like it's a 50-50 flip of the
did
coin.
Did you ever get the flu shot?
Yeah.
Oh, he's got autism!
I might have
autism. Autism.
I might be on that autism, spectrum, low key.
Yeah, you're at the top of it, little bruh.
No, bro. No, bro. Why?
Damn. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Damn
I'm
it.
Yo, what the fuck? Everyone's missing.
Is this full of water?
Yep.
That's Tanner's, isn't it?
Ew. It is.
It's not full of water. Kanye Bear.
Kanye
Yo,
Bear.
Start yelling.
So I'm all for the Rock hate. I'm not gonna lie.
Yo, hello.
He hates Dwayne the Rock Johnson more than anyone.
You did this last time too.
I don't even give a shit anymore. Like I know I mentioned it every podcast. It's not because I'm bored. It's just because I see videos of him. And I'm like, dude, shut up.
Why?
Because he's so fake. He's so fake.
Why?
He's like the epitome of fake. You know why? Because he's an ad. That's all he is. He's just a walking ad. He's got no opinions. Hey, The Rock. Are you mad today? What's mad? I don't know what mad is. Are you happy? I'm always happy.
Like, does anyone else feel this way about him?
I hate him, dude.
Not that strongly. No.
I'm sorry, but he's chill. Like that's
no.
I don't even care, dude. He makes money. That's cool.
Yeah, he makes money. That's it.
Yeah, dude. He also is like a co-writer for the WWE, and he wrote in himself having some stupid fucking like win. And then everyone hated it, so he changed it.
Well, who cares? Vince McMahon wrote in him saying the N-word, and then he did it. And he's white.
Wow.
He did too.
How many years ago was that?
20. Probably over 20 years ago.
That was 2015.
Was it televised?
Yes, it was live TV.
Holy.
And he said it to, who do you say, RJ? No, who do you say
Vince McMahon?
He said it to a black guy. I forgot his name.
It wasn't Booker T, was it?
It might have been Booker T, yeah.
Well, Booker T also said the N-word in there, and then he was like, oh! He
I think it was Booker T. But yeah, he literally just said, keep it up. And then he just dropped it. And then.
Oh, yeah.
The camera on Booker
yeah,
T.
Yeah. And then he the little, like, no, keep it up. And then he just walked away.
And then Booker T was like, you did not just say that. Or he did not just say that. And he's like approving like the final check mark on the script. Like,
yes, dude. If you watch the old, like, when it was like WWF or whatever, and you had all the. Like, they were characters. They were legit, like, action
They
figures.
Pushed that shit. They had,
they
like,
were
fake sex in the ring under, like, a fake bed.
What?
Yeah they had, like, they, like, planned out, like, a bitch to, like, flash the thing on TV. Yeah.
Did she?
Yeah, but they covered it. I don't think it was live. They did. She did, but they covered it with, like, censors.
Wow.
Dude, can we make our bets now, or do you guys want to do it later about the Jake Paul and the, Mike Tyson fight.
I think Mike Tyson wins.
I think Mike Tyson wins by like battle of fundamentals. I feel like Jake Paul is going to get a lot of good hits and he's going to look like a winner, but he's not going to win.
Dude, I think Mike Tyson knocks him out in the first round.
You think so?
Yes. I don't think so.
I think Jake
is going to try and survive. I think that's all Jake's going to do.
I think he gets knocked
if he's
out first
stuck
round.
On defense the whole game, I'd be pretty impressed cuz I mean Mike Tyson
Dude, that's like
no
Mayweather.
Offense. What?
Mayweather always is on defense. And he's got, like, a streak.
Well, I mean, when you're going against Mike Tyson, I feel like you're going to be stuck on defense.
I don't think... Yeah, I really don't. I think that their goal is to just build as much hype as possible, and then Jake Paul is going to try and... No matter how this works out, and I think Yummy said it, Jake loses in the end. Like, he's fighting an older man.
Yeah.
Who's also retired. So, like, if Jake wins, great job, dude. You beat up a fucking old man.
He's 58, isn't he?
I think you got... Well, yeah. I think you guys are forgetting the point that... I mean, this is going to be a televised pay-per-view.
No, I think this is Jake Paul's cash out. I think that this is his final cash out, and I think he's going to retire. I'm not kidding.
Of effing money, dude.
Yeah, by the time the fight happens, he's going to be 58. I think Jake Paul cashes out $50 million from this fight, and he retires.
That's crazy.
And then he becomes, like, a prime influencer.
No, he's already got his hand in the gambling pot.
Yeah, on the sports betting stuff. That's only while he's an active face in the sports like scene, though.
Dude, I don't know.
I think he has equity in that company.
How much do you think he's going to make from this fight? I feel like at least 50
mil.
50 mil, yeah.
Do you see how friendly these guys are? They're standing right there.
Well, yeah, they're just making money. I mean, everybody knows they're just making money. They don't hate each other at all.
That's so crazy.
Dude, I feel like there are people out there that don't think that.
Mike Tyson commended them for what they're doing a while ago on a podcast because boxing was a dead sport before YouTubers started to like popularize it with their bullshit
fights.
So
he flips with it.
He does. He doesn't think that they're like legitimate fighters, but he was like, it's good what they're doing for the sport because they are repopularizing boxing, which had a crazy decline after like the early 2000s.
Right.
Like huge decline.
When is this fight?
It's in July. July 20th
Damn,
or something.
It's
like
coming
that.
Out,
yeah,
boy.
Take your effing time.
It's all you're going to see. Come like mid-June, you're not going to see anything else besides hype for this fight.
Yeah.
That's freaking sweet.
I mean, they just had their conference, like one of their conferences, like a few days ago.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean,
I don't know, dude. I'm kind of. I really hope that like Mike Tyson can like just beat the shit out of him, but also at the same time, I think Jake is gonna just stay back.
Yeah, I want to see like Jake's head pop off, just fucking. Like,
so there was a funny moment that happened during the press conference where like Mike Tyson like picked up on something to like help the promo of the fight. So somebody was like targeting Jake, and they were like, "When you say that you're like a real boxer and you consider yourself a real fighter, when are you gonna stop taking gimmick fights and you know fight a real like contender and like your weight and your age range or whatever?" And then Jake Paul was like quick on his feet, like quick as fuck, and he was like, "Did he just call Mike Tyson a gimmick fighter?" And then Mike Tyson was just like sitting there for like 5 seconds, and he was like, "Yeah, what'd you say? You just called me a gimmick fighter. What'd you say?" And then he was like. He's like, "No, I didn't mean anything by it, Mike. I didn't mean anything by it. I have respect for you and your career." He's like, "I'm not a gimmick fighter."
Yeah. "You want you talking shit about me?"
He sat there like, some shit like about thinking me. He was like,
"Yeah, yeah.
He looked what the pissed. Hell? What the hell then, is you
yeah,
saying?"
Yeah, and then he had to like save it because like if people think that too much, then it's gonna kill the hype and the promo. People are gonna be like, "Yeah, this is stupid." But if they think that Mike Tyson cares enough, they'll be invested enough to where it'll make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Where he's like pissed off and like, "Oh, Mike Tyson's serious about this shit."
Yeah, I think that Mike Tyson's going to try, but I don't think... I mean, how hard can you try at 57?
Lil Wayne left in no doubt over Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul prediction.
It's a wrap. What did he say? It's a... What did he say? What did he say?
It's a wrap.
Disrespect.
It's a disrespectful question.
So yeah, Mike Tyson's going to knock him out round one. I still stand by that.
I should have done that. I should have left.
It's a disrespectful question. Oh, wait, that's Lil Wayne.
It's a disrespectful question.
It's a disrespectful question.
Oh, man.
I gotta use a potty real quick.
Does he not make music anymore?
I'm gonna be real. I think we could rap.
It's been a long podcast. We could wrap it up with our... Let's do our predictions. Larry, don't leave.
Oh, fuck. God damn it.
What's your prediction? You can't pee until you do it.
Okay.
Prediction?
Yep.
Is this score or is this just like who's winning?
Just like, yeah, sure. Who's winning? What round? What are you thinking?
I'm gonna say Mike Tyson. Oh, fuck no, man. He's so... Ah. They're going to definitely drag it. They're going to do performance art. So I'm going to say they're going to take it to... How many rounds is it?
I think it's 10. Or is it 8? Or is it 12?
Let's stick an 8.
Let's just say who's going to win and why.
Okay. I'm going to say Logan Paul is going to win.
Logan Paul?
You mean Jake Paul?
Jake Paul. Sorry. Paul brothers. God. I always confuse them. I'm going to say Jake Paul wins, and only because
why?
It does feel like a marketing scheme, and it does feel like it's going to be one of those things where... They're going to try to... It's going to piss off a lot of people, though, so I don't know.
That's
you know what would be insane?
But, I mean, if we're talking about, like, marketing or, like, we're talking about, like, shock value, I guess, if you can say that, it's going to be, like, if Jake Paul wins, there's going to be so much talking. Wait. Even the shit talking works. Like, even it helps.
Quick interjection. What if Mike Tyson agreed to a deal where he lets Jake win, but he gets 10% of his career earnings for the rest
of
his life?
We'll never know. That's the crazy thing.
Can
like,
you
that
do
could
that
possibly
in this sport? I feel like you definitely probably can. Yes. I feel like it's regulated, but at the same time,
dude,
I wouldn't
it's
be surprised.
Boxing, and it's like, you know.
I'll be real. I'm going to say Mike Tyson's going to win, and Jake Paul is going to step away from the boxing scene, like you were saying, kind of like cashing out sort of thing. And now Mike Tyson is left as like the like, sort of like the king of boxing, that's now a very lucrative market because of what Jake Paul did.
Yeah, I mean, what's peak after Mike Tyson? You box Mike Tyson, who are you boxing next?
There's no one. Yeah, Mike exactly. Tyson is like the
you
face of boxing.
Muhammad Ali.
So Jake Paul just got his numbers up, and that was it.
He could go for Ryan Garcia, right?
Huh?
Ryan Garcia.
He could maybe do Ryan Garcia.
They're like 50-pound weight difference.
Well, what's the weight difference between him and Mike Tyson?
Like 4?
They're twins.
No.
Not a lot.
Jake does not
look
weigh 190,
Mike Tyson,
200.
Well, he weighs 220. Look up Jake Paul. Wait, Jake Paul, wait. It's 220.
220. Excuse me.
200.
Yeah,
20. Yeah, Jake Paul's tall. He's like 6'1 or 6'2, I'm pretty sure. But yeah, I don't know. I mean,
damn, Floyd Mayweather Jr.
But,
who the hell is
but
that?
At the same time, like Ryan Garcia,
you don't know Floyd Mayweather?
Is a legitimate fighter.
Oh, I see Jr.
And he's, you know, Jake Paul doesn't do that. Hasn't done that.
I feel like Mike Tyson's going to win. That's my pick. That's what, your pick
too?
Dude,
isn't it crazy that Mike Tyson, it was his fight when Tupac got shot and killed?
Mike Tyson, wait, what?
It was outside of the fight for Mike Tyson when he bit off that one guy's ear.
No
Evander
fucking
Holyfield.
Way.
Yeah, that was that fight.
That's the day that Tupac got...
That's when Tupac got shot.
What?
Dude, that would have...
That's an eventful night. What the fuck? Imagine biting some guy's ear off
and then pockets.
Oh, that's so sad though, because that's around when Mike Tyson started like spiraling down, and people were like, "What the fuck's wrong with this guy, bro? What's going on?" That's when his trainer. Well, that's not when, but
around the time.
His you know, he does passed. A lot of shrooms, like all the time.
Yeah,
he just trips he talks like, all about the time.
It. Talks about it a lot, and he has a little like plant farm that he likes to grow and all that. All
right, Nick.
Yeah,
Mike Tyson or Jake Paul?
I think Mike Tyson's going to win.
All right.
Why? I mean, both of them are winners at the end because they're both going to make a fuckload of money. But I think Mike Tyson's going to win. One, because of his legacy, right? That would be kind of disrespectful. I think, I can't imagine. Like, I feel like his image is worth more than all that money that he could be trying to be promised or whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, imagine.
Yeah, but people also dick on you if you're like, oh, he didn't even try to, like, fight him. He didn't even like.
But it's a win-win in every single situation for Mike Tyson, and how I see it, the only thing that Jake wins with is just money. Everything else is lost.
I think even if Mike Tyson lands a single like clean hit on Jake, even at 57 years old, I think he's going to knock him out. Have you
listen,
seen
I hope it does happen.
Insane,
I want to see a crazy knockout. Like I want to see Mike Tyson literally just like sucker punch the fuck
I want
fuck
blood.
Out.
I want a good hit. Give me some good
the,
hit.
The
good
only left argument. Hook. The only argument against Mike Tyson is that he has no stamina because he's old as shit.
Yeah.
But like, bro, if he hits him, I mean, that's pretty.
I mean, I've seen him training as of recent, and he does not look like.
No, he's crazy.
He's pushing 60.
He's no. crazy.
So, but his clips are also like really, really short.
That is true.
Like 10 seconds.
It stops recording. He's like,
it could be.
Shit. He has like an inhaler.
Yeah. Oh, the inhaler. All right.
Okay.
Well, wrapping this podcast up, if you enjoyed the group chat podcast episode 2, make sure to
get lean.
Get lean.
Yep.
Get
code lean. Group.
Use code group for
absolutely.
Some 10% off.
And, you know, hopefully next time we'll have everybody around again. Here we go. Bring down the thing.
Oh, yeah, we will.
And, yeah, make sure to stick around for the next episode. Nothing crazy is happening, but, I mean, hey, just stick around.
It could happen.
It could. You don't even know until we're there.
What if I was lying to you, though?
No, dude, that'd be
what
genius.
If I was lying, though? You'd like, what genius. If I was lying?
What the hell? All right, we'll see you guys in the next episode. Take care.
Later, bye.
Someone bro.
Later.
Bro fist.
I don't do that.
Zoom in, bro.